This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Dental Health Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Jason F. Sheppis, the team dentist for four professional sports franchises, the New York Giants, Brooklyn Nets, New Jersey Devils, and the New York, New Jersey Red Bulls. Dr. Sheppis works these franchises from the sidelines in case of oral, dental, and maxillofacial trauma during the game. Aside from Dr. Sheppis' sports clientele, he also sees regular patients in his practice located in Bergen County, New Jersey, called S Dental and Specialties. Dr. Sheppis, certainly a privilege to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
And the pleasure certainly ours as well. Certainly looking forward to getting some good information here today from your expertise. So first of all, what are some factors that affect the health of your gums for starters?
Well, there's a lot of factors that go into it, but I'm key on the phrase, keep it simple, stupid. So the biggest factor is plaque and calculus buildup, just general buildup, not taking good enough care of your teeth as far as flossing, water flossing, brushing. That's the main factor. If we take care of that, we're in good shape. But there also are other factors, including medications like oral contraceptives, medications for seizures, medications that cause dry mouth. So there's a lot of other things that go into it, but the biggest cause is the plaque and calculus buildup.
And how do we go about preventing gum disease?
So gum disease is a multitude of things. I mean, it starts off as gingivitis. Gingivitis is inflammation of the gums. You can get gingivitis after one day of not brushing your teeth or not flossing. Then it moves on to periodontitis, and then that is a breakdown of the foundation where the gingivitis of the gums, the breakdown of the gums, moves into the bone and the connecting ligaments of the teeth and further breakdown. So that we need to, you know, floss, water pick, water floss, and just use different periodontal rinses to further clean the teeth and keep the bacteria away from the teeth.
What is enamel and what causes eroding of our tooth enamel?
So enamel is basically a mineral, a hydroxyapatite. It's almost like a rock. You would think of it as a rock. It's 96% solid, and it's with us. It's the outside covering of the tooth. So it takes the brunt of acidity from tomato sauces and orange juices, and it protects the tooth. But over years and years and years of abuse or, you know, constant bombardment by acidity and food and coffee and things of the such, it can break down and cause sensitivity.
There has been a debate within my own household here as to how often should patients come in for preventative care. How frequent should this be going on?
Well, you know, that depends. As far as preventive care and people coming back, it depends on the patient. If we're a patient who's older, has had, periodontal disease or has periodontitis, they should be coming back every 3 to 4 months, depending on the size of their pockets. A pocket is basically the amount of destruction of the bone and how much gum tissue is there to collect plaque. So the larger the plaque, the plaque, more plaque can build up in there, and the quicker it builds up in there. Therefore, you need a cleaning more often to prevent further periodontal destruction.
We see all these celebrities with big, bright, white smiles. How can we achieve the same thing?
Sure. And I see a lot of these celebrities, and I see a lot of the players, and I see their model girlfriends, and I see their wives, and everybody wants to achieve that. And we have to take into perspective what our goals are and what they are. I have plenty of people that come in and they want to, I want bright white teeth, but really their teeth are crooked. They're not straight, and that's really their main concern. So when they come in, you need a full understanding of what the patient's looking for. But if they're really looking for, they have straight teeth and they really want white teeth, the first step is removing the stains, and that can be done through you know, I developed a whitening solution, very hydrogen peroxide based, that can help remove those stains. And then consistent usage of that, along with possibly bleaching trays and then laser whitening, can hopefully reach what your perspective of whiteness is.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Jason F. Sheppis, the team dentist for the New York Giants, Brooklyn Nets, New Jersey Devils, and the New York, New Jersey Red Bulls, and also sees regular patients in his practice located in Bergen County, New Jersey, called S Dental and Specialties. He's joined us on eHealth Radio's Dental Health Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Sheppis, what causes our teeth to become yellow or stained, and what types of food should we stay away from to prevent this, and what can we be eating to help them stay white?
Sure. So our teeth become stained from eating foods with concentrated pigments on them. Our teeth also become stained because they become pitted over time as we get older. From they're always, you know, have acidity on them, and they become pitted, and there's catches also from different dental restorations. If you have bonding in the front of your teeth, bonding stains. So we have to watch out for those foods with those concentrated pigments, such as, say, something like beets, which are healthy for you, but they're very concentrated and can leave that reddish stain. And if you're always eating that, it's going to stain your teeth. I always like to drink a little water after everything I eat. Always include water. It's healthy for you. And wash it around your mouth. I think that's the easiest thing you can do. Rather than just staying away from foods, it's just being smarter about when you eat those foods, coffees and things of the such. Coffee is very acidic. It lowers the pH of your mouth. You want some water in there to wash away any of the stains and granules that are in there. And foods that are good for your teeth, I mean, there's a lot of things. Anything that brings your mouth to a pH level of a 7.2 or brings the pH of your mouth up is good. Almonds are good. Things of the such. They don't always taste the best. It's not a sugary, but they're good for you.
Interesting. Now, on another note, since you are the team dentist for the New York Giants, can you talk about playing sports with mouth guards? I'm sure some of the listeners have children that play sports of the such. Tell us about this, if you would.
Sure, absolutely. Playing sports with mouth guards and starting young is just so important. It's getting kids used to wearing them. Back in the day in hockey, I mean, nobody wore a visor. It was considered not cool. And then now you see the younger guys coming up, and as I'm getting a little older, and now these guys are younger, it's crazy. But now that everyone's wearing visors. So it's teaching the kids young to play with a mouth guard to protect their dentition, protect them from wearing away. When, depending on the sport, you know, football, alignment, they grind, they clench their teeth. Not only is it affecting the teeth, but it's affecting the TMJ. It's affecting the masseter muscle that's around it, clenching your teeth, causing headaches, causing other pain down the neck. Everything is connected in the mouth, and it's not just the mouth and teeth. It's also connected to the musculature around the face, head, and neck.
And speaking of TMJ, what is that exactly, and how can we prevent having TMJ?
Sure. So everyone says TMJ, I have TMJ. Everybody does have a TMJ. It's a temporomandibular joint. It's the joint that is responsible for opening and closing our mouth. It's innervated by a lot of muscles and ligaments. And it's, what's interesting is it's the only joint that orthopedic surgeons don't deal with, because it's a very, very, very complicated joint. So we all have a TMJ, but what most people speak of is TMD, which is temporomandibular dysfunction. And when that happens, it's a gradual process. Some people have degeneration of the actual condyle, the bone of the jaw that connects to the skull, and that's a totally different story and requires surgery. And that's a small percentage of patients, and it's mostly women, about 80%. But when a lot of people are saying I'm having TMJ, they're mostly because they're grinding their teeth, stressful situation in life over a month or so. So they're clenching at night or clenching while driving, clenching while working, whatever their job may be, if they're working at a computer. So I like to make them a mouth guard. I also like, depending on the severity of it, give them a muscle relaxant to relax the jaw before they go to bed so that they're not doing it the 8 hours that they're sleeping. And then also a physical therapy regimen of a heating pad and massaging the masseter muscle that goes, you know, almost from the temporal area of the skull down to the jawbone.
Good information there. And I know when people are in a hurry, they open bottle caps or plastic packaging with their teeth. Should we ever use our teeth as a tool?
No, never use your teeth as a tool. Teeth are used for two things, meeting a mate and chewing. So teeth are very important in those two things, but never for opening bottle caps. That's where we see a lot of people break their teeth. They're in a rush, especially if they have dental restorations like veneers and crowns. Then they break the porcelain off. They throw their cell phone. I have a bunch of patients. They're running down the street. They put their cell phone in their mouth. It's raining, and they're going to open up their car, and they snap a veneer off or porcelain off a long-standing bridge, 8-unit bridge, where the whole thing needs to be redone, and that can be costly and time-consuming.
And very painful, it sounds like. Any last tips for improving dental hygiene in conclusion?
Well, you know, I developed a product called the whitening flosser. Things with dentistry, I found people that use a water pick, they do great. It's easy. You don't need as much coordination as with dental floss going in between the teeth. So it's basically like a water gun for your mouth. It connects in your shower. So it's about compliance. Anytime I can get somebody to do something, it works. And they don't have dental problems. They don't have gum disease. They don't have issues. So this system, the whitening flosser, connects in your shower. It's there. You're in the shower. You use it. You can use it 2, 3, 4 minutes. There's no water well. It also has an antibacterial solution that prevents any further gum disease, and it helps whiten the teeth. So that would be my biggest my biggest recommendation.
I certainly appreciate that. How can folks be in touch if they have additional questions? Where would they go for that?
Sure. I would go to whiteningflosser@hotmail.com. I can respond to all emails from there. Also, my office, if they want to get in touch with my office, it's info@sdentalspecialist.com.
And in addition, what would your main office website be as well?
It's www.sdentalspecialists.com.
Very good. Dr. Shep, it certainly has been a privilege to have had you. Wealth of information, certainly, that we can apply on a daily basis. And certainly thank you for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Jason F. Shep, the team dentist for the New York Giants, Brooklyn Nets, New Jersey Devils, and the New York, New Jersey Red Bulls, and also sees regular patients in his practice located in Bergen County, New Jersey, called S Dental and Specialties. And once again, the website of reference is sdentalspecialist.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dental Health Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.